This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Newly established rules for the growing and processing of industrial-grade hemp in our state get an official baptism on Wednesday with the first official planting in Moses Lake. WSDA Hemp Coordinator Emily Feblis will be there to share all she's learned about growing hemp in the months leading up to this event.
Industrial hemp, since it is cannabis, does fall under the Controlled Substances Act federally. Then in 2014, the federal government passed the Farm Bill, which allows states to set up their own programs to research the growth, cultivation, and marketing of industrial hemp. The way that you can legally grow industrial hemp is to follow your state rules, which are theoretically supposed to be set up in conformance with the federal government, and then growing industrial hemp would be legal.
Febla says state rules that follow federal guidelines have their benefits.
This does provide farmers with a lot of niceties. For example, banks could actually loan industrial hemp farmers money to start their farm or to buy farm equipment because they wouldn't be engaged in any money laundering or anything like that because of this federally legal niche. There's a lot of things that being federally compliant really does provide our farmers that not being federally compliant, we would potentially lose.
Email your questions to hemp@agr.wa.gov.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.